Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and welcome to episode 167 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is real, America. This is real, and it's really happening. This Friday, Donald Trump will be inaugurated as president. That's reality. Now, today is Martin Luther King Day, Today is Martin Luther King Day, and so ironic that Monday is Martin Luther King Day, and Friday is a day Donald Trump will be inaugurated. But that's how it works. Now, here's the thing about today. Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas don't call it Martin Luther King Day. You know what they call it? They call it Great Americans Day. The city of Biloxi, Mississippi, posted a tweet. Non-emergency municipal offices in Biloxi will be closed on Monday in observance of Great Americans Day. Do you know why they call it Great Americans Day? Because Robert E. Lee, they're celebrating Robert E. Lee's birthday. I was going to say their racism is so strong or their hate is, I don't even know what's in their minds, but they equate Martin Luther King and Robert E. Lee. They think that's the same. They think that's equal. So Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas don't celebrate Martin Luther King Day. They celebrate, quote, Great Americans Day because they think that they're the same. They think they're equal. The Confederate general who fought for slavery and the great man, the Nobel Prize winning, the man who fought for humanity. That to them, it's the same thing. And make no mistake, to the liberal states, to the coasts, to California and New York, those people who still don't understand how Trump got elected, that's how Trump got elected. Okay, understand, this is real. This is three states that equate Robert E. Lee, Confederate general, to Martin Luther King. Okay, and now, an interesting thing about these three states, they also collect a lot of federal money. See, this is what I love about these great Americans. Great American and the handouts. You need to stop helping all them poor black inner city some bitches and the immigrants coming over and the Puerto Ricans and the Mexican some bitch. We America and we celebrate Great America Day, Robert E. Lee and some bitch. Okay, let's look at collecting federal funds. Okay, let's take it a step farther. Now, the three states that happen to celebrate Great Americans Day, and this is, in other words, how much money do they collect from the federal government versus how much money they pay into the federal government, since they're the Great American states. Number one in federal assistance, Mississippi. Number three, Alabama. Arkansas, number 27, right in the middle. Now, let's look at those liberals. Queer, sumbitch liberals hating America, destroying country. Vote for that sumbitch Barack Obama, who ain't even American, sumbitch. Yeah. New York, number 41 on the list. California, number 46. So there's that. So here, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, I'm sure you have some good people in your state, but fuck off, okay? Fuck off with this Great America Day. It's a fucking insult. Stop it. Gee, and it's only going to get worse. Sorry I got a little mad on that one, but we're talking about Martin Luther King. And speaking of people to attack at the worst time, and yes, I know I said I wasn't going to talk about Trump every week, but I have to. It's unfortunate. I have to. So his latest little Twitter rant is against John Lewis, you know, the guy who's done nothing, who needs to do something. Yeah, John Lewis, who marched with Martin Luther King, who organized sit-ins at lunch counters, who was part of the civil rights movement, okay? Not just watch, but was actually part there. Oh, and Donald Trump says that, you know, he needs to help the places where he comes from, you know, those he should be fixing and helping his district. This is Donald Trump, which is in horrible shape. It's falling apart. It's crime infested, blah, blah, blah. John Lewis represents Atlanta. You've heard of Atlanta. home of the CDC, yeah, the Center for Disease Control, home of the largest airport in the United States, one of the true, just an amazing city. I was just in Atlanta, an amazing city. Does Atlanta have crime? Yeah, every big city has crime. What the fuck? How do you, it's amazing. You attack John Lewis, but you don't just attack him. You attack him on Martin Luther King weekend. Even Republicans have trouble defending this. You know, I heard an interesting commentary from Keith Olbermann, and he didn't rant. He didn't get mad. He just said that he believes there's something wrong with Donald Trump and that ultimately it'll be Republicans that remove him from office. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but you really have to wonder about this guy who said that he doesn't want to switch Twitter accounts to the official presidential Twitter account because he has more followers. Like, that's important to him, more Twitter followers. He's telling John Lewis, a man who fought, spent his whole life fighting for civil rights and equality and for people and for humanity, telling him, yeah, you should do something. And my qualification, well, I have more Twitter followers. So I don't know. Ah! Okay, Mark asked me to do that. So that's my sound. That's my sound. I have no explanation. I can't tell you that. I can't get my brain around it in a way to explain it or understand it or give anything. Just so, okay, yeah. So John Lewis is all talk, no action. Okay. Again, this is Trump followers. To them, this is absolutely true. This is absolutely true. And anyone who has doubts, great America Day. Okay, just keep that in mind. Robert E. Lee, Martin Luther King, equal. Okay, so Martin Luther King, I guess he was going after their rights is what he was doing. So that's some bitch not great American around here, Mississippi. Some bitch. Now, when you talk about these, when I talk about these people, and then they come back with, well, he's not a bad guy. You know, he's not a bad guy. You met him, he's probably a nice guy. Listen, maybe he is, okay? I get Paul Ryan. I'm sure if you're sitting in a room with Paul Ryan, you talk to him, probably seems like a nice guy, friendly, no doubt charismatic. He's a politician who got elected. He has to be charismatic. I'll bet his clavern is nicely decorated. Okay. Very friendly space. Probably a good space to just sit down and have a beer down at the Clavern Hall or something. But here's a thing. And here's the difference between someone like me, comic, and Paul Ryan. I do a bit. I have a joke about, you know, young people in America and the way America's headed and their only solution for their future, start killing old people. It's a bit I do. And a bit, it's comic bit. I'm a comic. It's satire about what to do, blah, blah, blah. He is the Speaker of the House and he thinks killing old people is a good strategy. They have a late night meeting to pass a budget to defund Obamacare, and which is only heading to his next plan, which is to take apart Social Security. So he actually does want to, well, not kill old people directly, just take apart any support network that they have for finances and healthcare. That's the difference. That's the difference. When I say it, nobody cares, unless, you know, you like my comedy special. When he does it, it's policy. It's law. It's the, oh my God. And, that this is real. This is real. This is not a reality show. You know, this is your life, okay? This is, Gil Scott-Heron said, this ain't really your life, ain't nothing but a movie. I'm sorry, Gil, we have flipped the switch. We have flipped the script. This ain't a movie. This is real life. Speaker of the House, the late night. I mean, and that's why I did the Clavern reference, because what other group gathered late at night to take away people's rights and intimidate them? Let me think. I'm laughing to avoid crying. Fuck it, I'm on the Trump theme. Might as well keep going. black supporters of Donald Trump, I do not understand. I respect your right to your opinion. Do whatever you want to do. Omarosa, she's been all in from the beginning. God bless her. I've met her. There's a perfect example. Extremely intelligent woman, classy, beautiful. Not that that qualifies her, but it is a character. It's something about her. She's that. And she supported Donald Trump from the start. So good for her. That's her thing. And that's okay. Steve Harvey, the fuck? What? I don't understand it. I don't get it. Again, he's entitled. Now, maybe, okay, there's some things about Steve Harvey. Now, Steve Harvey, another one, any of these people can easily tell me to fuck off. All right. Steve Harvey has achieved more in comedy than I have, maybe than I ever will, unless I get really lucky in a, you know, now. Steve Harvey makes more money in a week than I do in a year, easily. You know, maybe from just one of his shows, not all three of them. So Steve Harvey, perhaps he meets with Trump as we're both successful businessmen. Perhaps he meets with Trump as, you know, another male who judges women on their looks. And this is where, okay, you could come after me because I love beautiful women. And I think, you know, but that's not all I judge him. Well, I'm not even going to defend here. I'm just going to say, as a man, we do look at women's looks. It's something that we do. I'm sorry if it's wrong. I don't write books on relationships based on this, you know what I mean? That women should be. That I don't have a thing that women should be anything. They should be who they are. Okay. They should be who they are. Look the way they want to look. Think the way they want to think, do what they want to do. I'm not going to sit up here and tell women that the way to get a man is to be A, B, and C and do A, B, and C and so on. Listen, maybe Steve Harvey and Donald Trump were just grabbing pussies together. You know, maybe it was just an afternoon. Say, you want to grab a drink? Nah, I don't really want to drink. Want to grab a pussy? Yeah, let's do that. So maybe it's that. Maybe it's that. Donald Trump's view of black people, that we all come from some mysteriously poor inner city, and that qualifies any of us to speak for all of us, which is his thinking with Ben Carson as the head of housing and urban development. You're black, right? So you know what the poor inner city. Would someone tell Donald Trump that there are poor white people in the city? Would someone just explain to someone in the Trump campaign to drop by Skid Row, drop by a soup kitchen and check? It's a place where they have this thing called, diversity. So I don't get it with Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey claiming that Barack Obama said we should reach out and that there are good ideas. Bullshit. Stop it. I don't know. Photo op. I don't know what it is. Then he's not the only one. Jennifer Holliday agreeing to sing at the inauguration. Now, in her defense, she backed out. But what the hell were you thinking in the first place when she said that she didn't realize that, you know, Jennifer Holliday, for those who don't know, was in the original Broadway show Dreamgirls. And that song, I Am Telling You, that you thought Jennifer Hudson sang the hell out of. You should have heard Jennifer Holliday when she made it a hit. Jennifer Holliday made that song, one of the most beautiful, powerful performances on Broadway. It was amazing when she did it. And this song was taken on by many people, including the LGBT community, because the plot of Dreamgirls is that the beautiful hot singer at the front became the star, and Jennifer Holliday's character, also Jennifer Hudson's character, wasn't the most beautiful. She was one in the background, but she had the love affair with the manager, and he left her for the more beautiful one. She could sing. Okay, and that's what, and it was I Am Telling You, and it was about who I am, and I'm not letting you go, I'm not giving up, and I'm good enough, and blah, blah, blah. So this song was taken on, a lot of it by the gay community, because you talk about a community that was marginalized, but said, I'm good enough, and I am who I am, and I love who I am, etc. So she had the support of this gay community when her career was going slow, blah, blah, blah. Then she agrees to sing at the inauguration. Then she says, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was an insult. How did you not know? What part of Trump Pence did you not know was anti-gay, anti-equal rights for people? I don't get it. So good for her for backing out. What the hell were you thinking when you agreed to do it in the first place? I don't know. Super talented woman. Choices, I guess. Choices. Now, Zoe Saldana. Okay. A woman of Latin descent, a great actress who happens to be Dominican and Puerto Rican with African and Haitian roots. Okay, so Zoe qualifies, and Zoe says that the Donald Trump was bullied. That's right, he was bullied during the election. She says that Hollywood got cocky and arrogant and became bullies. And the reason they became bullies, this is her quote: "We were trying to single out a man for all these things he was doing wrong." Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Zoe. That was the point. That was the point. To point out everything he was doing wrong. This man, Trump was bullied. The man whose rallies would beat up black people at the rally. They even beat up black Trump supporters just because they happened to be there. The hell you mean black some bitch? Oops, beat the wrong one. The man who grabs women by the pussies. Yeah, Zoe, he would have grabbed you by the pussy, but he's being bullied. So maybe she just doesn't understand what a bully is. So Zoe, here, you look it up. The bully is the more powerful person who picks on the less powerful person. Okay? So, you know, like abusing your power over women or abusing your power over gays. You know, grabbing a woman by the pussy, see, that would be bullying. Pointing it out, not bullying. Here's one. Shit, I'm sorry. I'm even messed up because I'm trying to get my head around this, around what she said. Now, she's not a Trump supporter. And many people, when I get on actors for making these commentary, like, well, you're a comic. What the hell gives you the right to talk? Well, see, I'm a comic, so I'm selling my opinion. Like, that's what I do. And you may not agree with it, which I'll get into in a minute, because I love when Twitter followers tell me I'm wrong. So you may not agree with it, but that's what I'm up there selling. Now, Zoe Saldana, she plays characters. See, she's an actress. She reads a script and becomes a different character she's very good at what she does. I'm not knocking that. She's very good at what she does. The whole Nina Simone, I'm going to darken my skin to play Nina Simone thing, wrong. And it's beautiful because it's like, well, there aren't enough dark-skinned actresses to find an actress to play Nina Simone, so I'm going to get darker to play the role. But yeah, that's kind of ass backwards. But anyway, Zoe, maybe you just don't understand what a bully is. So the next time some guy grabs you by the pussy, just understand that he's the bully, not the person who says he shouldn't grab you by the pussy. Just throwing that out there. Maybe you needed a little help. You know, I don't mind helping Webster's define this shit. Now, here was the Twitter thing, and this one was fun. So I don't know if you heard, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus has gone out of business. So, of course, I tweeted, well, you know, now we got hundreds of clowns out of work, but fortunately, they'll be able to find jobs in the Trump administration because he likes to hire clowns. Oh, just look at any one of his cabinet picks. It's like, who doesn't know anything about this department? Well, they should head this department, whether it be education, housing, and urban development, or the attorney general, whatever. So anyway, somebody hit my Twitter. And again, I love when they say it. So they said, and I'm looking for the exact tweet. I hate. I don't need to find it. They basically said, you're wrong. And then you probably thought Obama was good. That's what they said. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I kind of thought Barack Obama was good. Because, you know, here it is. Good comedian, bad political views. And you think Obama was good, right? As expected. So that was his tweet toward me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were around back in 2008. And I'm not going to read the guy's name because I'm not going to give him any press. These are the guys who hate you, that they have like 9 followers and they want you to, you know, not that I have many followers. I've only got 20 some odd thousand, which may sound like a lot, but as a comic, I just worked with a brilliant comic, hilarious comic guy named Will Anderson from Australia. Looked at his Twitter, 500,000 followers. Yeah, you're doing something right, Will. By the way, I was in Bermuda. What a fantastic getaway weekend. I got to work with brilliant comics, Will Anderson, K. Trevor Wilson, and an old and dear friend, Jessica Kirsten from New York, who's hilarious. We had a great time. Yeah, so I'm coming off Bermuda, so there's that. I'll talk about that more in a minute. But getting back to this Twitter thing and this whole, I don't understand these people who think Barack Obama was the worst president ever. Were they not around in 2008? Did they not see a turnaround in everything? Unemployment down, you know, the housing market recovered, the auto industry saved, bin Laden killed, major terrorist attack in the U.S., no, and on, like basically everything that they argued for as Republicans, everything that they said needed to be done, he got done, and yet still, he's the bad guy. But you know something? It's not race. It's not, because that was the only thing Barack Obama did wrong. He did invent racism. He did create, he invented racism. And, you know, nobody's perfect. All right? Nobody's perfect. So there's that. But other than that, I'd say he did a pretty good job. So yes, angry Twitter follower. And by the way, you notice you follow me. I don't follow you. But anyway, yeah, I think Obama did a pretty good job. Just saying. I'm gonna stick with that one, even on Great Americans Day. Jesus Christ. All right. So I'm done with all of that. And that's that. It is Martin Luther King Day, and America has a chance. Diversity has a chance. We are better than we were back in the 60s when Martin Luther King was alive. We're slipping. We're losing the voting rights that he championed so much. And who knows what this next administration, Congress, and Supreme Court are going to do to erode civil rights. We all know that they're going to get worse. We all know that they're going to take away people's rights to exist and live in a comfortable way. Listen, and all of these areas I talked about, okay, law, there's going to be more police persecution of minorities, and it's going to be unchallenged by the Attorney General's office. Housing, you know, Donald Trump's idea of affordable housing, private prisons. That's going to be affordable housing, and so on and so forth. So that's what's coming. But anyway, move out of that. Okay, I'm going to go to sports because I like sports. If you watched football this weekend, you saw some great football games. Okay, Green Bay-Dallas was an incredible game. Speaking of football, the Chargers are coming to L.A., so now we'll have 2 terrible football teams in L.A. Speaking of Bermuda, I was talking about Bermuda earlier. I had an experience in Bermuda. I got to ride on an America's Cup yacht. Okay, now if you want to tell me what the hell, you talk about 1%. No, this ain't 1%. This is 0.01%. But it's yacht racing. It's yacht racing. I cannot explain it. If you just lump it in with something rich people do that you hate, go ahead. But I take it as racing, and racing is always cool. I like racing of anything. This, not even a bucket list experience, because I've never even shot for this. I just got to do it. Shout out and much love to Team Japan. Okay, Team Japan took me out on a racing yacht. That is the coolest, one of the coolest things I've ever done. Skipper Dean Barker, he runs the ship. I wish you the best in this race. What happened was the America's Cup, which is the big world's number one premier yacht race, is being held in Bermuda, and some of the crew were at one of my shows, and I was joking with him, and he invited me to go out on the yacht, and it was just amazing. These things are just incredibly high tech, all carbon fiber. They the way they raise up out of the water and streak along, it's amazing. So thank you guys, and yeah, I'm a yacht racing fan now. I'm rooting for Team Japan and because they now, by the way, the United States dominates this thing, and Oracle, you know, owns the America Cup. They won it and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, so maybe I'm un-American, but hell, Oracle didn't give me a ride. Team Japan did. So I'm rooting for them. In football, I was going with Dak Prescott. I love Dak Prescott. Don't know if I'm a Cowboy fan, big Dak Prescott fan. So now I got to let go of that because they lost. But what a great run. What a great run. So good luck to Green Bay, who beat them. As I said, the Chargers are coming to L.A. I wasn't at the game, but apparently when the Clippers were playing the Lakers Saturday, they showed the Chargers' new logo in L.A. and everyone booed. So, hey, at least the city, we agree on that. Now, let's look at, okay, I said this is real, this is reality. Now let's look at reality TV, the way it's supposed to be. There's rumor, there's talk that Lamar Odom will become some sort of assistant coach for the Lakers. That's right, Lamar Odom. Lamar, married to a Kardashian, drug overdose Odom, okay, is going to be a coach on the Lakers. Yeah, because why not? Who better to influence a young team than a guy who's lived this life? Listen, I'm not knocking Lamar Odom as a person. People do what they do. He's had his problems with drugs and alcohol, so I can definitely relate to that. I can empathize with that. I've been there myself. I've been through recovery, blah, blah, blah. But coaching the basketball team when he just this time last year, didn't he just finish the 3 or 4 days at the whorehouse and then he was like on his deathbed and Kardashians and cameras were there and all that. Now, yeah, he'd be a great coach for the Lakers. Why in the fuck not? Lewis Black, it's your line. I hate stealing it, but there's certain times where no other line fits. Why in the fuck not? Good luck, Lamar. What the hell? Maybe he should be the head coach of the new LA football team. You know, why not make him an assistant coach to every LA team? That would be that. There would be a reality show I want to watch. I want to see Lamar Odom as an assistant coach on every LA team. Hell, he played for the Clippers and the Lakers, so he's been on both of them. Why not give him some football? Baseball, we'll leave that alone. Okay, go Dodgers. We'll leave you alone. But I think he should be an assistant coach on the Rams. He should be an assistant coach on whatever the Chargers are going to become, whatever LA name they're going to take on. And he should be an assistant coach on the Lakers. And what the hell? Clippers too. That I'd love it. I'm about to go to sea. I got to ride an America's Cup yacht. Not trying to brag, except that I'm bragging. It was an amazing experience. But now I'm going out on a ship. I'm going to be on the celebrity ship. I'm starting my cruises. Those who follow me, who know me, know every year at this time, I do jazz cruises, smooth jazz cruise, contemporary jazz cruise, and I'm doing the 80s cruise. I'm going to be on the ship for the next month. I will do the podcast as best I can. We'll be in port on Saturday, so hopefully I'll be able to send it in. But if you don't hear from me, follow me online. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Alonzo Bowden, and I promise you'll see my exploits. If you want to come to one of my shows over the next 4 weeks, well, you probably should have booked the cruise. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Friday is inauguration day. There's a big movement on Twitter to post Barack Obama's picture on inauguration day. I'm going to do it just because it might bug Donald Trump. And that's fun for me. I love you. I thank you for listening. Who's paying attention? You are. Stay funny.